We are learning Masechtas Nozia Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, and we're starting four lines from the top at the end of a line. It said that Rav Chisda said that the Mishnah in Masechtas Krisus is going according to Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because it says the Nozia Shnitma Tumas Harbe in Eve Kamar Echad, and it has to mean Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yehuda. Because if not, what's the chiddush? Because the Nozia became Tamei Lada Tumas on the seventh day. According to Rebbe, you don't start your next Naziris until the eighth day. So it's not so negeya if you come Tomei on the seventh day that you shouldn't bring only one carbon. Of course you only bring one carbon. You're still in the middle of the first Tumah process, so it's no tzad you bring another carbon. If it's on the eighth day, so you already started the next Naziris, so then good. But on the seventh day, according to Rebbe, you're not starting the new Naziris, so it's not a Chiddush. So most of you go according to Rebbe Yehuda holds that on the seventh day, you're starting a new Naziris, and the Chiddush is, since you didn't go to the time when you have a carbon, ain't there maybe a carbon echad. So the question is, the Gemara of the Kash like this. Rav Chisda, my duchke l'ukma k'Rav Yosi b'Rav Yehuda, lukma, k'goin the nitma b'leil shmini, take out the word of Chazia, k'goin nitma b'leil shmini, but Rebbe, I have an idea. We could tell you the Mishnah increases. It's a chiddush even for Rebbe. Remember, Rebbe holds the new Nazir starts on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. So the case was that you became Tomei, you went through the whole entire process. You became Tomei after the seventh day by night. You became Tomei. Now, you couldn't bring a carbon yet till tomorrow. So here would be a case that you already started your new Naziris because you went after the seventh day. It's called by Yom Ahu already, which is the eighth day. You're on the eighth day starting the new Naziris. And you became Tomei again. So you would think you bring another carbon because you're ready in the new Naziris, Kamash Vulon. Since you're not ready to bring a carbon yet, you only chayiv one carbon. So a very good shmak pshat in the Mishnah increases even for Rebbe. So Rav Chisda, my duch malokum ekravesi Rebbe Yehuda, look at we got the nitma, v'leil shmini, v'rebbe hi, so when loy mukum loka Rebbe, maybe, loy mekasavar, laila la v'chus esmanu. So maybe let's learn from here that the laila is not Mechus's mom regarding carbon. We know you're not allowed to bring a carbon at night. So is it called Mechus's man? Is the night called a Zman HaRoyal carbon or not? So it's Machlaikis. One man name holds that really, Be'etzim Laila is called a Zman HaRoyal carbon. You just punk night, you don't bring Kabonis at night because it says B'yayim Tzavosai. But really, it's not called Mechus's man. So if you learn like that, so then you can learn the Mishnah increases like Rebbe. Why? And we can't learn the Mr. Creases that became Tomei on the eighth day, or even by night. Why? Because then you're going to bring Taka another carbon. Because once you come to Zman HaRoyal carbon, so then if you come to Tomei, Taka Chayiv another carbon. So it must be a Raya, Laya Lava Chosazman. It's already Zman HaRoyal carbon. And therefore, you will bring another carbon if you become Tomei. And therefore, you had to say the case was you became Tomei on the seventh day. If you became Tomei on the seventh day, that's a Raya. That we have to be going like Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, or Rav Ada Bahava. No, ha baha talya. They're totally in each other. I'll explain. If you hold laila mechus man, which means the night is not roya for carbon at all, so emes mechus the carbon l'tzafra naziris navi lechayla tzafra. Because then the naziris doesn't start until the morning. Remember, Rebbe says the naziris is started is totally it starts when the Zman carbon happens. So if you hold, the Laila is not a Zman carbon, so any Chanavi, you won't become a Nazir till the 8th by day. So if someone comes Tomei by night, the night before the 8th day, so that's like he's still part of the old Tumah, and that wouldn't be a Chiddush, that you only bring one carbon. So you can learn the Mishnah according to Rebbe, that it became Tomei at night, because if you hold Laila Mechus Zman, so it's not a Zman carbon yet, so you're not a Nazir yet. If you're not nazir yet, it's possible you only bring one carbon. Why are you not nazir? Because the only nazir, the kiddush v'yayim ahu, the pasuk says, the lashon of pasuk is that you bring the carbon. The kiddush is roishay v'yayim ahu. We had a machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe what that means. According to Rebbe, it means v'yayim ahu means on the day of the carbon. Kiddush is roishay. After the carbon, you become kaddish. So it has to be at least royal the carbon. But if it's not royal the carbon, so you're not a nazir yet. So if you hold that the night is not a Zman carbon at all, so then the Zir doesn't start till the day. So if you become Tomei the night before, it's like you became Tomei on the seventh day, which is a partially only one carbon, because you're still in the middle of the first Zirus. And if you hold that Laila Lav Mechus Zman, and V'yam with Laila Inim Mechus Zman, then the Zir is Tahira Chal Ma'orta. Then Echanami, the Zir is Tahira Chal Ma'orta, and you have a carbon of every single Tomei. Why? Because it's called a Zman HaRoyal to bring a carbon. And then the Zira is also Chal, because the zeros chal, therefore you chayev tumah also, because since it's man royal carbon, you chayev a carbon, you'll be chayev a carbon for each tumah you become. So therefore, that mishnah had to be according to Rabbi Yisrael, we were not Rabbi. Just to recap, let's make it clear. This is not really a machlokes. If someone becomes tamei on the seventh day, the halacha is you only bring one carbon. If you become tamei on the eighth day, you bring carbon for each tumah. That's not even machlokes. What is the machlokes? The machlokes is when your new nazir started. According to Rabbi Yisrael, the new nazir started on the seventh day. According to Rabbi, your new nazir started on the eighth day. Why does that make a difference? That makes a difference just if it's a chiddush to say you have one carbon. According to Rabbi, if you become Tomei on the seventh day, it's not a chiddush you have one carbon. You didn't start your new Naziris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is a chiddush. Why? Because on the seventh day, you started new Naziris. The only reason you don't bring another carbon is because it didn't come to Zman really carbon. So since I didn't come to Zman really carbon yet, so when I bring that carbon, it's on everything. Because I never reached that time to be chayav carbon. So now we have a Mishnah increases that says the chiddush, that if Tumas Harvey won't carbon, the chiddush has to be the seventh day, not the eighth day, because the eighth day, Taka bring a bunch of kabanos. So Gemara thought I had an idea. Become Tommy at night, we're there, you'll be Nazir, a few Rebbe, but you won't be Chayav carbon. The Gemara answers, it's impossible. They're totally Zebazah. You only start the Zeris when you're Chayav carbon. So make up your mind, is the night called Royal carbon or not? If the night's called Royal carbon, then the Zeris started. But if the man is royal carbon, then you have a new carbon for every time. You have a carbon for every tumor. Oh, so you're telling me, no, the night you can't bring a carbon, it's called Mechus's man. If it's called Mechus's man, so then it's still part of the old Naziris. You didn't start in Naziris. So therefore, Maman of Shach, that Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi. Mordechai, everything's good now? What's the aura? That's the var, because at night it's like it has to be either considered like the seventh day or like the eighth day. There's no in between anymore because the tali zavazah, the royal carbon and the coming of nazir come royal zavazah are tali zavazah. Gufa, so Taisa takes out the word gufa because the following thing was never said before. Gufa nitma b'shvi'i, v'chazov nitma b'shvi'i. If someone becomes Tomei on the seventh day, that means a regular Nazir is a Nazir of 25 days. He became Tomei. Becomes Tomei, he has to get the Parah Adumah. He gets the Parah Adumah on the third day, the seventh day, he goes to the mikvah on the seventh day, and he brings the carbon on the eighth day. Takes the Geluach on the seventh day, and he brings the carbon on the eighth day. Let's say he became Tomei b'shvi'i, v'chazov nitma b'shvi'i. He became Tomei again on the seventh day. Einoi maybe ala carbon achon. Only brings one carbon. What?
No. Second seventh day?
He became Tomei on the Shvi, and then he waited another 7 days, and became Tomei again on the Shvi. What? You always do the Gluach on the seventh day, not the eighth day. That's only a Zeris to Tahira. That's only a Zeris to Tahira. But a Zeris to Tumah, like we spoke yesterday, had a sugya about it, if you do Gluach, even without a carbon, but do Gluach on the seventh day, and then the carbon on the eighth day. And that's really basically who this Lashon is. You bring the you start the new Naziris by Yom Taglachta or by Yom in the other manimals by Yom Avaras Kumanayis over 2 separate days. So Nitma v'Shvi'i, it became Tomei on the seventh day. V'Chazav Nitma v'Shvi'i, 7 days. So then he started again, becoming Tahar, and again he became Tomei on the seventh day. Einei Mevel LeCarbon Echol. You only bring one carbon, like we spoke out. The reason is because the carbon is only Chayav on the eighth day, so you're not going to be Chayav a new carbon. Nitma v'Shmini became Tomei on the eighth day. The day he's supposed to bring a carbon. V'chazav v'nitma v'shmini. Then maybe carbon akol echa v'echad. You bring a carbon on every single one. Even though you didn't bring carbon yet. What happened was, nitma v'shmini. And before you had a chance to bring the kabanas, you became tamei again. But if you went through the process and you became tamei again on the eighth day, you bring a carbon on every single one. Maybe carbon akol echa v'echad. And maschol moinim yad. And you start counting genu zeros right away. Divri Rabbi Eliezer. So our girsa is Divri Rabbi Eliezer, and that poses a little bit of a problem. The halacha is good, but the problem is it says maschil amoyne miyad. You start the naziris right away. What does that mean? On the eighth day or the seventh day? Tosfos points out that Rabbi Eliezer's sheet in our Mishnah is that if you become tamei on a day, the day you become a nazir. We start on naziris again. The halacha is, you don't bring a carbon tumah for that. There's no steer, you don't bring a carbon tumah for that. You have to have, v'ayama ha-reshoinim yiplu, that 2 days fall back. So here, if you mask l'mayna miyad meant on the eighth day, so why bringing a carbon? There's no carbon if you become tumah on the day that you mekabel naziris. So it must be maskel when yeah means on the seventh day. We're going you mekabel on the seventh day. He became tameh on the eighth day. That was he's going according to Reis Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that when you become tameh and you go through the process, when does the new naziris start? On the seventh day. That's what Tosis and the Rosh both point out. Maskel moedim yad means that the guy on the eighth day became tameh. He goes through the whole process again. He becomes a new nazir on the seventh day, and then on the eighth day again, he became tameh, which is the second day of his nazir. So maskel moedim yad means that he became tameh on the seventh day. That's how the Tosis and the Rosh learn. And the Rosh points out before the Gemara said, "Who's the Mishnah Krisis like?" Like a race of Rabbi Yehuda. You could have said it's like a Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer also holds that the Naziris falls on the seventh day. Again, just the Chazer. Rabbi Eliezer argue if the Naziris chal on the seventh day or on the eighth day. So here going according to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be chal on the seventh day. Why? Because he says you bring another carbon. And Evan agrees to that you bring another carbon. And for Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be 2 days of your Naziris. It must be the Naziris chal on the seventh day. Necham Imrim, carbon echad al kol. Chum say, even if you became tameh on the eighth day, if it's before you brought the karbanos, you're still going to bring one carbon on this tumah, even though your nazirah started. Because he holds the zirah does not start. I said even the zirah, but he holds the zirah does not start until you bring the chatas. So we have a new shita. We had Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda. Now we have Chum say that not only we have before that on top of the Amid that Rebbe says. That by Yom who teaches us, even before you bring Gabonis, already on the eighth day is Chal and Naziris. Chum say, no, Naziris is only Chal after you bring the Chatas. Karban Echal call out you, Hevi Chatasai. Hevi Chatas of Nitma, the Hevi Chatas of Nitma. Then a week later, you Hevi Chatas of Nitma, maybe Karban Kol Echal Echad. Then you bring Karban everyone, because after the Chatas starts in Naziris. Why? Because Hevi Chatasai, Vlo Hevi Hashem, even before the Asham. That means every Nazir Tamei brings a oila, a chatas, and an asham. The oila and chatas are birds, are oifis, a oila saif, a chatas saif, and an asham. That's what every nazir brings. So you have to bring the chatas in order to activate your new naziris according to the chachamim. Rabbi Shmuel, benoyev, shavichem, and breiko, aimar, even more. Geshem shechatasai ikvasai, kein ashamai ma'akvai. That means just like a chatas ma'akav, the same thing is an asham ma'akav. So just to get clear, there's altogether over here, four shitas in the Tanayim. Four shitas Tanayim when your Naziris starts. If we had a chart, we'd do like this. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it starts from the seventh day. So you say the word Shvi'i, the seventh day Naziris starts. According to Rabbi, then it's the eighth day the Naziris starts, and the eighth day. The Shmini is the eighth day it starts. According to the Rabbanon, Shmini is not enough. After you bring a Chatos for your Tumah, then the new Naziris starts. Rabbi Shmuel holds even more. You have to bring the Chatas and the Asham, and then the Zira starts. So four different shitas, and when the next the Zira starts. That's what comes out. It's like Reis Yehuda. It's like Reis Yehuda holds that it starts from the seventh day. That's what he said, yes. And which will pose a tiny problem coming up here. Bishlama, the Mara says, Bishlama, le Rabbi Eliezer, Omakrov, Kiddush, as Rosh Yehmahu. So we know it's Drosh. It says, Kiddush, Rosh Yehmahu, Afa Pishla, Hevi Kabernaisa. By Yehmahu, it's an Azirus, even though he didn't bring his carbon. So Tosis asks, we're going according to Rabbi Eliezer, we just said it starts on the seventh day. So by Yehmahu really means the seventh day, not even though he didn't bring his carbonos. That sounds like Rebbe. Eerily, it sounds like Rebbe. So Tosis bavarns this question, and it says, in the Rimaskal Bishlam, on the second line in, it says, the lashon of Talmud, the Kama, Apish lohevi kamenaisav, have a perusha. Apish lohegiya yoyim aroyu lohevi kamenaisav. The hainu, it's yoyim zayin, and it's not perusha like the el, like in Rebbe, which meant by yoyim hu before you bring the kabanas on the eighth day. That's what Taisa says. So we have a sikla ara and had to learn the Gemara, and also we had the ara of the Rosh. Why don't we say yet? Why don't we say on? Why don't we say on Aleph that's going to Rabbi Eliezer? Zok the Goyin, if you realize there's a little aleph over here and a bays, the Goyin says Yigur is Divrei Rebbe. And here also Yigur is Bishlam Le Rebbe. It's not Rabbi Eliezer. And if it's Rebbe, that's mamish beautiful, this whole Brisa. The first sheet of Rebbe, Maskel Moedim Yad means on the eighth day you count. Why? Because even before you born the Kabbalas. So there's three sheets in the Mishnah. There's Rebbe, Chacham, and Mishmol, all about the eighth day. And here also, very smack, Bishlam Le Rebbe, we darshin, Vekiyas Rosh Behemu, Apish Lehebe Kamenaisa. So that's just a geshmak way of your girls. Your girls like Rebbe, Agav, it's very geshmak, the Gemara. If your girls like the Goyin, like not like Tosis, it's a Rebbe. But back to our programming here, Pshat and Agamara here, like this. So it's Bishlam of the Rebbe or Rabbi Yeza. The pasuk says, "Even though you didn't bring Kavanaisav, the Naziris is Chal. The new Naziris, it's not the new Naziris. V'Rabbanon, what had they darshan? Rabbanon, who afa pish lo hevi ashamay? Vayemahu is saying, even though you didn't bring the asham, but you brought a chatas. Ela Rabbi Shmuel, ahu lamali, what's ahu for? You have to wait till the chatas and the asham in order to activate your naziris. So what's the kiddush is roshah vayemahu? What's it coming to say? Vayemahu, not what? Zakti Gemara, amalaka, who afa pish lo hevi ashamay? We said there's three kabanas: chatas, oil, asham. So even though you didn't bring the oil yet, still the new. The Naziris is activated. What did Rabbanon say about that? Rabbanon, Oil loy boye me'uta. Oil does not need a miyah to tell you that the Naziris starts without the oil. Why? Darim Ba'alam was just a present. It's not a kapara. Bisham is a kapara. Asham is a kapara. Chatas is a kapara. That has to be first. But Oil has to be first before you start. That's pasuk not. You don't need a pasuk for that. Therefore, B'yamahu Al-Karchuk is saying that even before you bring the Asham, that even though Asham uses a kapara, it's chal. So, Akaponim, we have now Pshat in all the Shittas. The Rebbe Eliezer or Rebbe, the first Shitta holds, the Kiyas Rebbe, who says before he brought any Kabonis, that it's Chal. And Rabbanon say, who says even for the Asham. Rishmal says even for the Oila. And Rabbanon say, no, Oila is Dairon. Now, the next Gemara is a classic to Nazir. It's very hard to read the Gemara's Kasha. But the Gemara's Kasha like this. I'm going to tell you that Rosh in the Shittim Gwesses learns. Gemara's Kasha like this. Maitamaya the Rabbanon, what's the reason the Rabbanon? So, you can ask what the Kasha is, we just explain what's Pshat the Rabbanon. So the way the Rosh explains, the Gemara's Kash is, why do you need Rosh of Ahu? What's the Havamina that the Asham should be Ma'akev? If you look at the Psukim, in the Psukim it says like this, V'asa ha'koyin echad l'chatas v'echad oil, v'chipo lav ha'shachot ala nefesh, v'kidus reshav v'emahu. The next Pasuk Yubay says, V'hezi la'ashem v'simei nizroi, v'hevi keves ben shnosei la'asham v'ayom rashayim yiplu ki tamay nizroi. So it says already, v'kidus reshav v'emahu, before the Pasuk of Asham. So what was the Havamina that you should have to wait for the Asham? The Pasuk says before the Asham that you already start the Naziris. So what do you need Hahu for that? That's the Gemara's Kasha. After the Gemara, the Tanya limped in a Braisa. You see, the Braisa will show that there was a Havamina, the Asham has to be first. Why? The Tanya limped in a Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, V'hezi la'ashem is main Israel. V'hevi keves ben shnosei la'asham. You should become a Nazir and bring a keves ben shnosei la'asham. Why does it repeat over V'hezi la'ashem is main Israel? Ready to say V'kiddush reish v'yamahu. We know you're becoming a Nazir. Why does it say V'hezi la'ashem? Ma tam alayma. L'fish metzinu shekal ha'ashem is v'tarah shem ha'akvin. Since you find all the Torah kula, ha'ashem is always ma'akev. They're always ma'akev the kapara. Yochav ze ma'akva. You think by Nazir also it's ma'akev. Tam alayma V'hezi v'hevi. Af al pi shaloi hevi hezi. We darshan that the Nazir says chal even before you bring the carbon. So that's the drasha darbanon. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with this drasha? After you brought the asham, do you become a new nazir? So it comes out here that we have really a new reason for the darbanon why you don't have to bring asham, because the pasuk says, this pasuk of Vehizir Lashem as Yimei Nizroi Vehevi Kemes Mech Nosai. Vehizir says that he became a Nazir before the Asham. The only problem is, so then why do you need Ahu for? That's a Bamba Kasha. What do you need Ahu for? That the Taisis, the Ramasa Tam Lame, asks Kasha. From Taimah, I'm Kinler Abana, Ahu Lamali. Tapekle Vehizir Vereisha of Hod Vehevi. So why do you need Ahu then? So, and for Taisis, Vieshlemi Lavahu, Havadar Shinon, Vehizil Rabbis Apish Loy Hevi Oilosoi, Loyum Asham Akif. You would think that maybe it's coming to for the oila. Kos rachmana, ahu. The only problem is the Pella on the Taisis says that Rabbanah holds a dairon. So this is a kasha, it's a very big kasha, it's very hard to understand. But like upon him, so they say the Pshat in Taisis is that since the Maisa says in the Pasuk, oila before the Kiddush Resh Vemahu, so maybe you would think, even though it's a dairon, it has to be before. That's why I need both Pshukim. Like upon him, if you want to say Pshat and Rabbanah, why? The fear of Bonham. What's the reason why you could just bring the chatas, not the asham? The reason is two psukim, bayemahu, and because it says v'hizil Hashem, and then v'hevi, you first a nazir, and then you bring the carbon asham. Therefore, according to Rabbanon, it starts from after the chatas. So again, the four shittas are that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and maybe Rabbi Eliezer holds, starts on the seventh day. According to Rabbi, it starts on the eighth day before the kabbalas. According to Rechamim, it starts on the eighth day after the chatas. According to Rishmol, it starts after the chatas of Hashem, but before the Ayla, those are the four shittas in our Gemara.